Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Foodomania. I'm Chef Stuardo. Thanks for listening. Today's it's a live show. I'm actually live right now. And I'll be sort of covering what we did in yesterday's show. We had a few technical difficulties, so most of the broadcast got cut off. If you went to the archives, you would probably hear the intro song, and then you'd probably hear the close. But the body of the show is missing. So welcome again, and today is going to be such a cool show. Today is the Pan-Asian Feast, and there's so much to talk about. I mean, it makes my mouth water. And right here on the West Coast, it's about 9 o'clock in the morning, and I'll tell you what, I could get up and make this stuff right now and eat it. On the East Coast, I know some people who are listening right now, you know, it's not too late to go to the store and think about this. And if you're looking at the site, you'll see some of the pictures. If you're looking at Facebook, you'll see some of the pictures of what we're going to be making today. And don't forget, our friends in Japan, same thing with you. We're not trying to outdo you here with this Pan-Asian Feast, but I'll tell you, we have some really neat Northwest takes on some of this food. All right, so let's begin. The menu is simple. When I say Pan-Asian Feast, it's kind of like an updated feast. Every time I do these kind of meals, I really like to call it a feast because I like to have 4 or 5 or 6 things laid out so everybody can get a little taste of everything. And the whole idea is that you're completely stuffed by the end of the show. And, you know, and by the end of the show, I mean it's your show when you're going to make this stuff, and it'll be great. So let's talk about this feast. I've created, there's about 11 items that we can do all together, but today we're only going to cover a percentage and 4 of them. And I want to let people know a couple of things. Number one, get a pencil and paper real quick so you can write down a couple of the things, but you can also call me at 323-580-5779 and chime in. You can say anything you want. You can talk about what we're doing here today. You can ask me questions. Now, also, you can write me. It's Chef Stuarto. That's C-H-E-F as in Frank, S as in Sam, T-U-A-R-T-O, at hotmail.com or at 1020radio at gmail.com. And 1020 is just the number 1020 together and the radio word right next to it. At gmail.com. Now, the reason I'm giving you these addresses is that I'm going to talk really fast today, and you may not be able to write as quick as I talk. So, therefore, you can write me, and in the subject line, just write Pan-Asian Feast or PAF, P-A-F as in Frank, and I will absolutely send you all this stuff. You know, you can also go to the 1020radio.net site, and in the last section of the archives, there's a beautiful new section called the recipe section, and a lot of these things are right there. And it just got up and running about 2 days ago. I'm excited about it. The audio versions are there. There's some pictures, but the video is on the way. And by the end of this week, we'll have about 11 brand-new little two-minute videos with everything that you need. And for a limited time, you're going to be able to download all the recipes at no cost to you. You just can get them all. And then we're going to have a recipe membership thing that's going to be happening pretty soon. And it's really going to be great. We'll talk about that another time. But let's get back to the feast. All right, here's the deal. Today on the menu, we have several things. First of all, fresh rolls. Fresh rolls are sort of a salad roll. They're called different things. Sometimes they're called spring rolls. The idea is they're fresh, not fried. Not that fried rolls are not fresh. But the idea here is there's no actual frying involved. Very healthy sort of take on these rolls. Now, the history of these, basically the first time I ever had them was many, many years ago in San Francisco in a small little Vietnamese cafe. I'd never seen them before. Now, you also see them in more Asian-style restaurants. So I've seen them in Thai restaurants. I've seen them in Mandarin restaurants as well as an appetizer. So we're going to make those first. And here's what we do. Let's talk about those. There is a section of most grocery stores where they have all the ethnic foods. I don't like necessarily using that word, but basically you have a potpourri of all kinds of Italian, Spanish, Jewish, Asian products. What you're looking for here are the standard wraps, and they're basically it looks like a pack of tortillas, except they're stiff, and it's really a rice noodle tortilla. They come dry. So we're going to get a package of those. Then we're going to make today, we're going to make a combination of roast pork and fresh shrimp fresh rolls. So what we'll need is a pound of nice-sized shrimp. I'm not talking the real big ones, but I'm talking not the real small ones. medium-sized shrimp. Now, you'll have to clean and devein these, and you'll be steaming them, and you'll be doing this in advance, because what we want is sort of a shrimp cocktail sort of shrimp. And then as far as the pork is concerned, what I'd like you to do is get a fairly inexpensive cut. And what you could do to save some money is you can get the country-style spares without the bone. Usually you can get that stuff for about $1.99 a pound. Get yourself about four nice-sized ones of those. And then what we're going to do is get a pound of sprouts, and that's the bigger bean sprouts. Then a small package of rice noodle or udon works really, really well. Okay. Then we're going to take a cucumber, which we're going to shred. We're going to take a carrot, which we're going to shred. And then we are going to get some sweet Thai chili sauce, which is really anything. And in part two, I'm going to be telling you about the sauce we're going to make for this. All right. This is a little trick. What you do is you want to prep everything in advance. So let's talk about the pork first. What I like to do is marinate it in soy sauce and brown sugar. You do that first, do it the night before. And then take a little bit of that sweet Thai chili sauce and some fresh cilantro and put it into the marinade and let that chops sit in there overnight in the fridge. You might want to give them a little shake, if you get up at 2 in the morning to have a cup of tea or something, give them a little shake. And then what we're going to do the next day is we're going to simply roast them off at about 350 for about 25 minutes, not until they're too overcooked, but just till the pinkness goes away. And then we're going to let them rest. We're going to let them sit. We're going to let them cool off. And then we're going to be slicing that roast pork in some really nice thin slices. Not too thick, because remember, they're going to go into the roll, and we're going to want to be able to roll them up. All right. Same thing with the shrimp. Clean and devein them. Get them nice and clean. And you can pre-cook those as well. Now, you don't want to over-steam them. This is the deal with shrimp. A lot of people, they just boil them to heck or they steam them to heck. And, as soon as they start turning color, as soon as they get some color on it, that's your time completely to shut the heat off, all right? And then what I like to do is I get a bowl with some ice water in it, and as soon as I know that they're just pink, I take them and I throw them in the ice water and just let them sit there, okay? Let them sit there for an hour or so. And then you want to drain them really, really well, really well, and then wrap them in a really tight container and put those in the fridge, and you'll have those ready to go. Bean sprouts, wash them really well. It's a good idea to always wash bean sprouts. A lot of people, it says pre-washed sometimes on the packages. Don't believe it. Just pre-wash them, rinse them, and let those drain really well. One other item I suggested is the cucumber. Peel it really well, and just take your cheese grater and shred some cucumber. Do the same thing with a carrot. Peel the carrot, shred some carrot. I forgot to tell you, I like to put some fresh basil and some fresh cilantro in these rolls. So you want to get a couple of sprigs of nice fresh basil and a couple of sprigs of nice fresh cilantro. Take the stems off. You can wash those a little bit and let those drain. So now you've got your whole layout. The one other thing is the udon noodles or the rice noodles. I want you to just basically cook them really quick and do that in advance. And so you have a nice little handful of some rice noodles drained really, really well. You know what I like to do? Put a little bit of sesame oil on the noodles after the drain when you're storing them, and it'll give it a nice little flavor. Okay, now, it's the next day. We're ready to make these rolls. So first thing, lay out your table, lay out all your ingredients. You have your shrimp, your pork, your shredded carrots, your shredded cucumbers, your udon noodles, your two different herbs, fresh cilantro, fresh basil, okay? And you have just totally really laid out. The next thing that you need to do, and the most importantly, and your bean sprouts, of course, is how are we going to deal with these completely dried wafer things? My gosh, here's what we do. And this is a trick, and it's real careful. Now, part of your setup also is you want to have a nice plate with some paper towels. You can also use parchment paper. Now, with the paper towel, get a really good quality paper towel, because what's going to happen is when we soak these wraps, we're going to lay them on the paper towel for a little bit, and we want them to drain, but we don't want them to stick to the paper towel because, you know what, I just get really tired of eating those little pieces of paper in my fresh rolls. But it does happen if you're not careful. Now, it's not a guarantee that it's going to happen, but just be conscious of what I'm telling you right now. What the idea is, these are very delicate. Well, I'm going to tell you how to soften them up and do them perfectly because I have learned. And I'm going to pass it on to you, and you'll be able to pretty much not break any. Now, I think in your first outing of making fresh rolls, look, it's a little bit of trial and error with these things, and it's okay. Don't worry about it. It's not a real super expensive deal, And, you know, once you get your little method down, and everybody has their own little method, and you'll figure it out. Here's my method, all right? I take a huge, you know, metal bowl, one of those real nice shiny silvery-looking bowls, and I fill it with room temperature water, maybe just a little bit warmer, but not much past room temperature, okay? Then I got to do this one at a time because they stick together if you don't. So take one of these round, beautiful rice tortillas, so to speak, and soak it, lay it in the water carefully. Just let it sit there. What's going to happen in about 4 or 5 minutes, it's going to start to absorb the water and soften. Now, you can't be too premature about this. Like Orson Welles used to say, we will serve no fresh old wrapper before it's time. Now, he used to talk about wine, actually. But you know what I'm saying. So you want to get it till it's nice and soft, and just at that point in time, you got to use your fingers. Don't use tongs because it'll break it. Carefully grab it from each side, gently lift it out of the water. Hold it carefully, let it drain, and lay it on your paper towel. Now lay it. Don't crush it down there. People start patting these things down, they're going to stick. Okay, and go ahead and repeat this process until you have about 6 to 8 of these wrappers. Okay. Now, what I do, and what I've always done, is I take the first wrapper as I put the second one into the water, and I start assembling the fresh roll. All right. So you lay your wrapper out on a cutting board. Lay your sprouts in the center, a line of sprouts, a line of noodles, a line of carrots, okay, a line of cucumber, your fresh herbs. Lay 4 shrimp across a 6.5-inch wrapper and 3 nice thin slices of pork. Okay, now here's the deal. If any of you have ever, raised little babies and, you know, you've changed some diapers, well, I don't know why I'm telling you about this, but it's a real delicate situation. You want to be smiling at the baby. You want to make them feel safe and secure when you change their diaper. Same thing with fresh rolls. I look at fresh rolls. I want to look at this roll. I want to say, you know, you are my new friend. I'm gonna do this. We're gonna do this together. And the whole idea is to make sure it doesn't break. Okay. So you take one side of each of these and fold it into the center. Then take the front of it. Fold it over and gently roll this up into this gorgeous, beautiful salad roll and lay it on a really nice plate. Continue this process until you get through all your ingredients. You'll make 6 to 8. When you mail me for the recipe, I'll give you the recipe out for a dozen. And believe me, you'll want a dozen because, you know, you're going to have some friends over. People are going to go crazy. All right, now that we've got the fresh rolls done, let's do the peanut sauce real quick because this is what you need to dip it in. All right, now, I make the peanut sauce the day I serve this stuff. I've made it in advance. You can make it in advance, let it cool, and then reheat it the next day. But it'll break on you. When I mean break, it won't have that smooth, beautiful, silky flavor. Well, it'll have a good flavor, but it'll have a look that's a little different. So it's very simple. I take one jar of nice, thin peanut butter with no nuts, you know, not the crunchy, smooth. Go for the organic, fresh if you can. If you want to just use Jiffy, that works okay too. 1 can of coconut milk, the juice from 1 lime, 3 tablespoons of soy sauce, 1/3 cup of fresh chopped cilantro, and 1/2 cup of Thai chili sauce, the sweet kind. Start out with your medium-sized saucepan on a low heat and dump your peanut butter in there and let it sit for a minute. It's going to start softening. Then slowly but surely stir your coconut milk into it and give it a really good stir. Once it starts blending together, add your sweet Thai chili sauce and your soy sauce. Okay. Now, what I also do at this point in time, I like it a little sweeter. I put a good heaping tablespoon of brown sugar into it as well and gently stir this beautiful sauce. Oh, my gosh, it's so nice. Silky, shiny. It's going to be great. Then you're going to put your fresh cilantro in and your lime juice. Give it a gentle stir and leave it on a low to below medium heat, stirring it about every couple of minutes so it doesn't stick to the bottom, and let that go. I think the total cooking time in a really good peanut sauce is about 30 minutes to get it just perfect. When it becomes silky, smooth, mixed, blended together, you can add a little more lime juice, a little fresh cilantro, a little more sweet chili sauce. That's your dipping sauce, and that's also your dipping sauce for the fresh roll, also for the saute we're going to be making in a couple of minutes. Now, we got to get moving because we're getting close to running out of time. All right, we got the peanut sauce. We got the fresh rolls. You guys hungry out there yet? Okay, listen, if you're really hungry, you know, you can call in and tell me. The phone number is 323-580-5779, and I'll throw you on the air for a couple of seconds. Look, I also have a chat window open at the Blog Talk Radio site, and just go to the site, and you'll see the chat window when you open up the show, and go ahead and talk to me. Say a couple of things, even if you don't, you're too shy to talk on the air, all right? All right, let's get to the satay. We're going to use chicken for this one. I want you to get three really nice-sized chicken breasts. I want you to wash them really, really well. Make sure of that. And then you're going to cut them into long strips. The strips that I want are about an inch by an inch, and they're about 6 inches long. They got to be a little bit solid and bigger because we're going to skewer them with a nice long bamboo skewer, one of those 8 to 10 inch ones for sure, because we're going to be grilling them and we want to be able to have a safe place to grab it by the skewer. Now, you'll take your skewer and you'll put it through from top to bottom carefully, almost like weaving it, to make sure you get into the center of the strip and get those all set up. Now, three breasts, if you cut them out right, you should get about 12 satays. Now, we got to marinate these babies. So this is another thing we could do the day before. What I like to do is fresh ginger, and I'm talking about a teaspoon of fresh ginger, a half of a cup of soy sauce or hoisin sauce, a little sweet Thai chili, a little bit of garlic, which is crushed, and a little bit of fresh cilantro and lime juice. And roll these around, put them in a big bowl inside. Now, some people marinate the meat before they put them on the skewers. You can also do that. I don't. And the reason I don't is because sometimes the texture changes and it gets a little harder to thread them. But if you want to do that, that's fine, and that's what you do. Now, I like to marinate that overnight, too. That's your satay. Now, when you get your satays done, the next day, you get three methods to cook them. You can either cook them on the burner in the house, on a flat pan like a skillet, if you can get them down there with a bamboo skewer. You can do it on a tabletop griddle. Lots of times you have these beautiful little griddles now that go over the burners. Or you can do it on just a one of those electric griddles. And finally, you could do it over charcoal or, you know, propane. But you want to do it at sort of a low flame, turning them slightly until they're nice and colored and charred on the inside. It won't take that long to cook because the marinade, believe it or not, gives it a little bit of cooking. And all you want to do is just get the meat just till it's perfect, not till it's overcooked. That goes into your satay sauce, which is the peanut sauce. So you have the beautiful satays done that way. All right, let's do the crab rangoon because we're running out of time. Crab rangoon is basically like a stuffed wonton. It's so delicious, and here's how I make it. I take a cup and a half of cream cheese and let it soften in a bowl. I take 2 tablespoons of fresh cream. I take a little bit of salt and pepper, and I like to put a little 5-spice into the cream cheese. When I'm saying 5-spice, I'm talking about the standard Asian 5-spice where you can use a little bit of nutmeg or something like that. I like to give it a little nutmeggy flavor and just a little shake into it. Give it a good stir. I take 2 or 3 long green onions. I cut them into little circles, pull that in. And then a cup of crab, and I'm talking about fresh crab if you can afford it, but I've also made it with the imitation crab. Either way, it'll work. If you can go for a cup of Dungeness fresh crab, go for that. It's great. And take that and make sure it's drained well and mix it into the cream cheese, and you've got a beautiful mixture here. Now, standard wonton wrappers. Now, what I've done, you can buy the standard wonton wrappers, but I feel they're a little too small to do a good crab rangoon. So what I do is I buy the egg roll wrappers, and I cut them into triangles. So I get 4 triangles out of it. They're slightly bigger. I like to do that better. And then what you're going to do is get a cup of water, just warm water, just right next to your cutting board. Now, go ahead and lay out one of the triangles. Take a spoonful of the rangoon mix in the center of it. Then take your finger, or you could use a little pastry brush with light water. I actually use a little paintbrush with the water and water and brush the edges of the whole wonton wrapper. Then gently fold one side over the other and push down the edges with your hands. Start stacking them on a plate. When you get them all made, you know, and this is the recipe I'll be sending you, is going to give you about 24 of them because, trust me, you're going to want to eat these like they're going out of style. So you're going to make those crab rangoons that way. Now, what I like to do, if you have a little baby fryer, you know, one of those little fryers, that'll work fantastic. If you don't, try to use a cast iron skillet, but a deep one, or just a standard pot. You want to be really careful with oil. You know, that's the rule. But go ahead and turn your oil on. I like 3 inches of oil, and I don't want you to overheat it. This is really, really important. You need a nice frying oil, but you don't want it too hot because you don't want these things to just burn and not cook all the way. So what I like to do is get a medium oil going. Now, to test it after it's heating up for 10 minutes, just take a little teeny flake of something, maybe a little piece of the egg roll, you know, wrap or something, and throw it in there. And as it starts cooking, you'll have a good judge if your oil is ready. When the oil is ready, gently place about half a dozen at a time into your oil. Get a slotted spoon. Don't play with them. Just let them do their thing for a while. As they float to the top, with a slotted spoon or a wooden spoon, gently flip them over. And you'll see the golden color, and when they get that same color on the other side, they're done. Not really much more than about 2 minutes, okay? So you'll do that, and then you'll get your beautiful wonton wrap crab rangoons. Lay them on a plate. You can look at the Facebook page, my personal Facebook page today, which is the Stuardo Glasser, and you'll see some pictures of what we're talking about right now. And go ahead and do that if you'd like. And then you'll have those crab rangoons. Now, what do you do for a sauce? Two different ways to do it. I like to use the peanut sauce again, but I also like to just use the sweet Thai chili sauce by itself, and I just squeeze a little extra lime and cilantro in there, and oh my gosh, delicioso, all right? Well, we're moving right along. We have fresh rolls, we have crab rangoon, we have peanut sauce, and we have sauté. Those are the four items that we're going to be doing today for this incredible, wonderful, amazing Pan-Asian feast. Now, you can make this a bigger meal because basically everything I gave you is sort of like appetizers. So what you can do is do a really nice rice. And if you want a really good recipe for my famous Caribbean pineapple fried rice, which is also Hawaiian, please go to 1020radio.net and go into the audio archive section, the last page, and you'll see it right there. It's beautiful. Just click on it. You'll hear the recipe. And you'll also be able to write me, and I'll send you a hard copy at no extra charge at all. It's all free. Isn't it great? That's the wonderful thing about radio and internet radio. We like to pass this information on. I'm one of those people that just loves to do that. All right, so we have that Pan-Asian feast. Now, a couple of things to remember. It's fresh is the key here. So you want to try to use the freshest, most local ingredients that you possibly can. Somebody is writing right now and saying, on the chat, let's see, can I use frozen shrimp? You can use frozen shrimp, but you're going to make sure you defrost them before you use them in the fresh roll. Now, some people are also asking, can I get that pre-cut roast pork? Yes. You know, you can buy that in most of the delis these days. We can get that sliced roast pork. Chinese roast pork is delicious. You can use that too. You know, I like to do everything from scratch, and I like to teach you how to do everything from scratch. But yes, in a pinch, you can buy most of the products that you need for. In fact, you can even buy the cooked prawns or shrimp already done, and you can do the fresh rolls a lot quicker. They even have pre-made peanut sauce products, but trust me, price-wise, it's going to cost you about the same to make it from scratch. All it is a little extra time, and trust me, you're going to love it. And the thing about peanut sauce, once you make a batch, you can keep it for a good week as long as it's in the fridge, and reheat a little bit at a time and use it for different things, all right? Now, someone's writing, I'm a vegetarian. What do I do here? Very simple. Just leave out the shrimp and leave out the pork. And what you do is this. Take some tofu, get a block of tofu, marinate it in the same stuff that we marinated the chicken in, of course, in a separate bowl. Ginger, green onion, soy sauce, hoisin sauce, Thai chili sauce, sweet Thai chili sauce, and cilantro overnight. Then put the tofu blocks on a sheet pan and bake them in the oven at 350, gently basting it with the remainder of the sauce throughout the cooking process, about 20 minutes. You'll have the most incredible baked tofu. Pull it out, let it cool, and you can slice it. It absolutely represents a piece. Now, like as a vegetarian, trust me, this is much better. In my opinion, you slice it very thin, and you lay it out onto the fresh roll mix, wrappers the same way. So that's your substitute there for you vegetarians. Same thing with the sauté. You know, you don't have to go with the chicken. What I do is I do a portobello mushroom, and I slice it in the same size. Get the biggest ones you can find, skewer that mushroom after you marinate it, and grill your mushroom and dip that into the peanut sauce. So a portobello mushroom is a good substitute for the chicken, okay? Tofu, good substitute for the shrimp and the pork. Now, if you want a little bit of extra, you can also, some people have done this, and which I really like, they've taken a walnut and they've gently, lightly fried it in the oil just dip it in a little bit of the stuff in a little candied sugar and fry your walnut. You get a soft, nice walnut. It actually mocks a little bit of the shrimp. So you can have the little walnuts with the grilled tofu, with the baked tofu, I'm sorry, in your fresh roll, and it'll be delicious. Okay, I hope I answered that question. Veggie Main, her name is, or his name is, Veggie Main. Thanks, Veggie Main, for writing in. Appreciate that very much. All right, we're getting close to being out of time. Next week's show is going to be incredible. Next week's show is going to be the Sicilian Outdoor Feast. And I am going to give you a little sort of preview of that right now before we go. Check this out.
You ever hear the saying, not to sum a spicy meatball, these are no ordinary meatballs. These will be the best meatballs you've ever had. And here's what you need. A pound of ground beef, I would say about 20% in the fat content. 7 slices of white or French bread. 1.5 cups of chicken broth. 1/2 cup of Parmesan cheese. About 1/3 cup of chopped parsley. Some salt and pepper. 2 eggs. And a heaping teaspoon of crushed chili flakes. You'll also need 1/2 cup of really nice olive oil. 2 cups of Japanese-style panko breadcrumbs. A big bowl, a baking pan, an oven, and we're ready to go. Here's what you do. Take the big bowl, take the ground beef and put it in the bowl. Take the slices of French bread and soak them in the cup of chicken broth. That's right, soak them. Then you're going to take the bread with the juice and everything and throw it into the meat. You're going to take the Parmesan cheese, add the parsley, the salt and pepper, the crushed chili flakes, and 1 of the beaten eggs into the mix. Mix it really well. You're going to form meatballs a little bit bigger than a baseball. After you form the balls, spread out all the panko on a sheet of foil, take your 2nd beaten egg, take the meatball, brush the meatball with the egg, and roll it around in the panko breadcrumbs until it's really evenly coated on the outside. At this point, take the meatballs and place them in a baking pan, about 1/2 inch apart. Take a teaspoon of the olive oil and place it over each meatball, letting it drizzle over the top of it. Stick it in an oven at about 350 degrees for about 25 to 30 minutes. That's all you'll need. The meatballs will be sort of golden on the outside. Everything will cook up beautifully, and you're ready to go. Of course, you can serve it with some nice pasta. You can make a really good sandwich with it. There's a lot of things you can do. You can just eat them by themselves. This will be the most spicy meatball you have ever had. I think you're going to love them. You can even eat them cold. This is Chef Suardo with another Cooking Minute. Hey, let's eat.
All right, so I'm not kidding around about those meatballs. Next week in the Italian Feast, we'll be doing a funghi arrosto, a roasted, incredible, delicious portobello mushroom. We'll be making a beautiful red sauce. We'll be making pizza dough from scratch. We'll be doing my incredible version of fried mozzarella, and it'll be a fresh buffalo mozzarella with a beautiful sauce. It's going to be really nice. And then, of course, strawberry cheesecake ice cream a la cannoli for dessert. So you tune into the Italian Feast. That's Saturday morning and Sunday morning, both at 9 o'clock. We're going 2 days a week now, which is really exciting, on Blog Talk Radio and Foodomania's on the weekend. Good way to start your day. I want to thank everybody. Let me give you some numbers and addresses again. Please write me at Chef Suarto, C-H-E-F as in Frank, S-T-U-A-R-T-O at hotmail.com or 1020radio@gmail.com. Attention, Stuarto. And I will send you copies of this whole Pan-Asian brief, and you'll be able to make it at home on yourself. Make sure you go to www.1020radio.net. Tomorrow and tonight, I'm doing a special Sunday Funk show, and that's Sunday Funky. And that's going to start at 10 o'clock Pacific and 1 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. And it's a tribute to Donald Duck's son. All right, it's going to be really something else. Thank you for listening. Please write me and let me know you're liking the show. And if nothing else, send some feedback so we know we're doing a good job for you. Thanks for listening. This is Stuarto. See you next week.
I'll be there to make you feel right.